Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, another one to make you feel old. The Simpsons has been on the air for 36 years. And one of the challenges this presents is for the actors. For instance, Julie Kavner plays Marge, a woman in her late 30s. Marge hasn't aged, but Julie Kavner has. Julie Kavner is now 75. The writer Jesse Hassinger has been having a look or a listen to this. Afternoon, Jesse.
Hello.
Have they changed any? Have any of the voice actors actually aged out of it?
One actor, Pamela Hayden, who plays Milhouse and Jimbo, I believe. I don't even know if she aged out of it. She still sounded, you know, pretty good considering she's again. They've all aged 35 years, but she did recently retire. Very recently, at the end of this most recent season, she bowed out, and they'll be having someone else play those voices going forward. And they have had a few actors step aside from certain roles that were once, you know, that were white folks playing people of color. They have had to introduce new people to play Dr. Hibbert, who's a black doctor, and a few other characters where it's a little less sensitive now to have Hank Azaria, who did a lot of those voices, doing someone else's race in this voice. But those weren't usually age concerns. Those were just sort of, you know, someone wants to retire or someone feels like it's less sensitive to play those characters. But they haven't really had any of the major four or five, the, you know, core voice people who do most of the voices on the show step aside because of age yet. And you do kind of wonder, I mean, maybe that's why Pamela Hayden stepped aside, but it does seem like that's going to something that may actually, you know, be possible in the future, because the show was renewed recently and through the 40th season. So it'll be on the air for at least, you know, four more years.
My word. But I imagine if you were to compare an episode of The Simpsons from the first five series, say, with the last series that went out, could you hear the difference? Can you hear the differences in the voice in the sense of how they're aged for Marge and for Homer?
Yeah, some more than others. I noticed this really pronounced because I had sort of dipped out of the show for some years, not out of any particular, you know, I didn't quit the show, but I just kind of lost track of it. It's been on for so long. I watched it for so long and just sort of stopped watching every week. And now my daughter is getting into it. So we're watching a lot of the recent ones, and some of them are very good. But I was really jarred hearing, you know, especially because I had shown her some of the old ones that I knew the best, some of the classic ones. And then to hear Marge, especially, and the new ones, she sounds much older. She sounds a bit like Julie Kavner also voices the Marge's mother. And she sounds more like that character as Marge on certain lines. There are some times where she really sounds almost exactly the same. And then the next line, it'll sound just much more strained. And I don't mean that as a knock on Julie Kavner, who I think is one of the best voice actors I've really ever heard. She's so funny and so distinctive. But, you know, you can hear that she's not the same age she was when she started in the show.
Yeah.
Dan Castellaneta, who plays Homer, is not quite as Julie Kavner is one of the older cast members, and the guy who plays Homer, Dan Castellaneta, is not quite as old. So it's not as pronounced, or I don't know if he just is doing a certain kind of voice that it more lends itself to being able to kind of disguise his age, but he doesn't sound quite, I'm sure if you do side by side, it's not exactly the same, but it doesn't, you know, pop out to me as much.
Yeah, but Hank Azaria, who you mentioned earlier on, who plays multiple characters, is that noticeable?
Yeah, he's one of the ones where it sounds, you know, closer. Harry Shearer, who does one of the other kind of heavy lifts on the show, you know, he does probably a dozen or so major characters. You can hear it in his voice too. He's a little deeper. He's 81 years old. It's terrific that he's still doing it. And he's a terrific vocal performer, but he's 81. I mean, that's like a fact of nature. And even with his stuff, and maybe to some degree with Marge too, there are moments where sometimes that age is sort of helps the episode in question. There was a kind of a more emotional holiday episode they did this past series where Ned Flanders, who Harry Shearer plays, had to go through a little more of an emotional scene opposite Marge, and them both sounding a little older in that scene was kind of poignant. You know, it kind of felt fitting. But when you're doing kind of, you know, joke, the funnier ones, then you do sometimes go, ooh, this doesn't sound like their old self.
Yeah. As a person who, you know, used to watch The Simpsons a lot, and now you've kind of come back to it through your own child, and, you know, you're probably aware of this narrative, The Simpsons isn't what it used to be, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
Does it still have value?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's I have to sort of accept so many things about it are different than when I was really fell in love with it in those first 10 years or so. That, you know, the rhythms that are very different, even though they have some of the same writers who do come back and work on it, and they've done some really terrific ones. It's not exactly the same to me, of course. It couldn't be. I think even if it was nearly the same, I would still perceive it as different. It actually gives me a lot of appreciation for what I used to watch as a kid, where I always thought of it as a very writer-driven show, which of course it is, and the writing's very funny. But watching the old ones again, I'm realizing, oh, you know, a lot of it is in performance and a lot of it is in animation. A lot of it is funnier because of what the actors are doing with the voices and what the animators are doing with that. And that's kind of neat to see. Oh, it's really not just they wrote some funny jokes, though. Of course they did. And then in the later ones, there's still good animation and still good vocal performances. But I do think those three things, the writing, the acting, and the animation coming together, it doesn't always sync up the same way. But I do. So it's nice to, you know, I watched one from a few seasons ago yet last night that my daughter showed me. And it was an episode with Lisa dealing with some mean girls like at a sleepover. And it was very funny. I was laughing out loud, and it was such a relief to go, oh, you know, they are still doing really good ones.
All right. OK, Lisa made some friends. I'm delighted to hear that. Jesse, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Jesse Hassinger there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.